The recent news story that a dungeon existed at San Quentin and that prisoners built it in the 1850s sent shivers up and down my spine and struck me as cruel and unusual punishment. It reminded me of my one and only visit to San Quentin when prisoners were forced from their cells, their possessions confiscated, and it brought to mind the occasions I was a prisoner in the Tombs, a New York City jail literally under the ground and as close to a 20th century dungeon as could be. My time behind bars, when I heard the clang of keys and the bang of steel doors, has made me jittery about prisons, though I understand the arguments for their existence. And so does my brother Adam, a private investigator who goes fearlessly into San Quentin to confer with prisoners as part of his job. When I see him on a day he's been inside, shades of the prison house seem to descend about him, and it disturbs me to see the toll it takes on him, as it disturbs me to know the toll it takes on convicts themselves. Someone said that society is judged by its prisons, and so our society is judged by our prisons, where there is so little correction and rehabilitation. Californians often think progress has been made since the 1850s, but the discovery of that San Quentin dungeon shows how little we have evolved. We are still in the business of punishment. That prisoners maintain their dignity is a tribute to their humanity. My heart goes out to them, and I love even the murderers among them. I understand the reasons California wants to preserve that dungeon as an historical landmark, but I'm sad it won't be torn down. Sometimes to start anew, you have to eradicate the old. With a perspective, I'm Jonah Raskin.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.